Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback, played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90. Elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich.
The U of I, Eli, and I drafted to the Bears in 1962. Part of the NFL Championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski.
BYU Cougar, who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
You, Mark Carmen,
yeah,
you're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Can you smell it? Can you smell it? I believe that is the smell of first place, Dan Hampton.
It Woo! Is.
Hey. First time since 2013. We started 3-0. We were in first place. And we have been in last and dead last most of the time the last 5 years. You're exactly right, Kaz. It does smell like victory. But that's not the only thing that smells, and we're going to get into that.
Yeah, hey, look, a win's a win, and it's a great win for the Bears. The Bear fans, they deserve this. Ugly, ugly win, but let's face reality, guys. The NFL stinks across the board. Week to week, anybody could beat anybody. One thing the Bears have, they have a really good defense, and that's why they're staying in these games.
Whoa. Right. You know, Arizona was, basically so anemic on offense. The first two weeks of the season, they were not only dead last in every meaningful statistical category, but they were dead last by a long way. And what happens? Boom, bow. They go up 14-0 on our great defense.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
And
you're right.
You know what? Hey, we had three amazing individual efforts for three turnovers. Otherwise, this game is not a win. The two interceptions, I'm telling you, those are great plays. Callahan, that was a great one at the end. But the one by the special teams.
McManus.
Jerick McManus. That was an outstanding moment.
An amazing play. And then, you know, Mac with another strip of the quarterback to force a fumble. When all they had to do was curl up in a ball and kick a field goal, and they beat us. But you know what? We have survived on the kindness of others for a long time.
And the referees, too. I mean, they catch a lot of breaks.
And the only touchdown drive we had, folks, we had one touchdown drive in the opener and one today against bottom quarter defenses. These are not good defenses. And yet, we are struggling to score. But a win's a win, and we will chalk it up. And, yeah, you're right, OB, we're in first place.
24 of 35, Mitchell Trubisky, OB. You loved watching him today. You thought he was great.
All right, guys, we're here telling how great the Bears were. They won, and again, yeah, congratulations for winning. But let's see. Our team, we went down, and we played the Arizona Cardinals, which their offense has scored one touchdown in the first two games. That team, their offense, is the worst in the league. And then last in the league in total yards, third down conversions, and time of possession. We should have beat this team 47-0. 47-7 or 10. That's the reality of it. Okay? And we won by a miracle and the refs.
One thing that hey, all you Bear fans, we're glad. We're 2-1. And you know what? If we would have played Chase Daniels in the fourth quarter in Green Bay, we'd be 3-0. But that's another story for another day. I'm just saying we are winning somehow haphazardly despite our quarterback. And I know everybody in town wants us to put the pom-poms around him and hug him and say, oh, he's the greatest. Folks, I'm telling you, I am getting worrieder and worrieder about this guy. Is that a word, worrieder?
Yeah, it's a great word.
I used it twice.
It sounds all right to me.
All I'm trying to tell you, folks, is go back and look at the film. The guy, he threw three really good passes. He threw an out route to Allen Robinson. He threw a cross or drag to Burton. Other than that, I mean, I'm telling you, this is like one out of every eight passes is of NFL quality. And worse than that, his decision-making process is so slow. And again, And the reason that we are harping on this is not, oh, we're happy about being 2-1.
It just happens to be the truth. That's why.
Well, not only that, but guess what? We got Tampa Bay coming in here next week. Now, Tampa Bay plays tomorrow night. We'll see how good they really are. They're 2-0. And they got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers are in disarray. But the bottom line is, if they're 3-0, you think Trubisky, with this kind of performance and one touchdown, one lone soul touchdown in 60 minutes of competition, is going to be able to be able to beat a 2-0 team?
How many touchdowns last week has our offense scored?
Well, they scored two, one in each half.
Okay. The first game, how many touchdowns have they scored?
The opening drive of the game.
One touchdown, two touchdowns, one touchdown today.
Yeah, it's not good.
All you got to do, folks, is what you saw today. Reading between the lines, we went out there all jacked up, we're 2-0, and played the absolute worst team in the National Football League. Statistics don't lie. They're dead bottom in everything. And it took a miracle to pull this game out.
Wait a minute. We're talking about revisionism. OB, you said we're 2-0. We're 1-1 when we started the game. No, sorry, I know. It seemed like we should have beat Green Bay, but we didn't. I'm just saying, we were the team that was favored. We were a 6-point favorite on the road against a deadbeat team. And yet, we've got to get three amazing lucky calls by the officials for roughing the passer to keep enabling us on third down and on the touchdown drive. And we had to get four turnovers to stop this contraption offense that nobody in their right mind would even be worried about.
Those referees, I'll tell you what, the calls that they made today, everything went the Bears' way, especially those roughing the passer calls. That's laughable.
312-981-7200. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz. We're presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears beat the Cardinals 16-14. Bears were down 14-0. The Bears defense in the second half that we're talking about took the ball away four times. You had three picks. You had the fumble on the Khalil Mack sack.
It wasn't a sack, actually. He had crossed the line of scrimmage and got stripped.
Fair enough. And then the last play of the game, they sent the entire house. Josh Rosen can't even get off a Hail Mary pass.
Well, and that's a smart play. But let's also talk about why. I'm still trying to figure out what Matt Nagy is thinking when he is burning up timeouts late in the game on 4th-and-1 when you're down a point.
You're down.
It makes no sense. You're kicking the field goal. Why are you wasting a timeout? It could have come back and bitten you if the kid doesn't throw the pick. I mean, it just doesn't. He does things that make no sense.
It's a miracle that we're 2-1 right now. It's a damn miracle.
Okay, we're going to start this. And, folks, give us a call here. The number is 312-981-7200.
We're talking about the field goal that the Bears kicked with 4:34 to go, 43-yarder. When it looked like they were going to go for it, then all of a sudden they get to the line. And then Nagy calls timeout, and then they send the field goal unit
out. And then they send Snarky out to hopefully not miss another one. Hey, guys, it's the pace paradox. Think about this. The Bears have a lot going for it. Khalil Mack is great, and Akeem Hicks had another very solid day. Eddie Goldman, there's a lot of good players on this team. Who's the worst player we have in our starting 22 right now?
Quarterback.
It's the quarterback that Ryan Pace traded the world for. Who's the worst coach on the field today?
Nagy. No question.
It's the head coach. Right? Guys, I'm telling you, those are the two most important positions on any professional football team, the head coach and the quarterback. And these are guys Pace picked, and they're – folks, I'm telling you. I mean, go and look how bad Arizona is, and they, by all means, they should have beat us today. That's how bad we are at those two spots.
But having said that, Bears are 2-1.
Yep.
And in first place.
In first place. Now, you know, Detroit plays tonight. Detroit's 1-1.
No, they're 0-2 right now, Detroit. They haven't won yet.
No, I think they're 1-1, aren't they?
No, they're 0-2.
Am I wrong?
I believe that the Lions are 0-2 right now, but I'll double check it.
Hang on a second here. I don't know how I don't know that off the top of my head. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I know that last week.
Detroit is 0-2.
Okay, right. They lost to the Jets, and then they went to
And you were scorched at me.
Yeah, and I. But, well,
and
at least,
you were scorched at me.
I don't do Detroit's post game.
What comes around goes around.
Yeah, you're right. It got me right in the face.
Good point. Yeah, you don't point. Do Detroit's post game.
What comes around goes around, my friend.
Always
right
does.
Smack in his puss.
But I'm just saying, okay, if Detroit raises their level of play sufficiently to be able to beat Tom Brady tonight,
I don't think so.
We'll be tied. You know, no, they'll be.
We're still in first.
We're in first place, baby.
No matter what.
It is our crown. Half a game.
I can't believe it. I'm trying to figure out how did this happen. You know, when again, OB, and let's go back. You know, a lot of the late decisions of Trubisky, and some of the times where he pulls down and gets scared. And you know what? I wrote down a bunch of quotes by Frank Clark, the defensive lineman from the Seattle Seahawks, after the game last week, had very unflattering things to say about Trubisky. Now, everybody thinks, whoa, we're just being mean, we're being tough. No, we're saying we want to win a championship, and that kid ain't going to win a championship unless he gets his head out of his orifice. We need him to get better, and if we keep coddling him, it's not going to happen. I'll tell you what I would do if I was, you know, George McKeskey. I would say, in start of the third quarter, put Chase Daniels in and let, you know, Hotshot go over there and watch somebody run this offense for a little while. Evidently, he hasn't found out the controls
nuances
of it during his 2000, what are they, OTAs?
Yeah, 2000 practice plays that he got.
Let me say this. It's a couple things I know, a couple things I don't know. This kid will never be a top-flight quarterback. He will never take us to the Super Bowl. He is an inaccurate passer. And let me tell you this, folks. You cannot teach, you cannot coach accuracy. You can't do it. You just can't do it. Watch his passes. Today, last week, the week before. Watch him where the ball goes. It's not even close to the receiver. It's on film.
And you know what? Here's the thing that, you know, the smell test we started. Well, guess what? Every time he goes back to pass, you know, and I know, we get a sinking feeling in our stomach. And you know why? Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
312-981-7200. We'll take your calls coming back. We'll hear from the head coach, man. Now, we're going to play some Mitchell Trubisky tonight as well. We've got a full show for you here till 9:30 this evening. Adam Hoge will join us. And, yeah, well, I think we're going to talk about whether Mitchell Trubisky and Matt Nagy are actually perfect for each other.
Well, they
are.
They are. And they're wonderfully content to talk about each other's, you know, less than stellar performances.
BU.
But they're going to get better. By the way, BU stands for butt ugly, and he needs to take that off his play chart.
312-981-7200. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.